10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Good luck, studio.
And now, another really exciting episode of the Shy Life Podcast.
All I wanted was a pie,
and then I hatched out of an egg.
Okay, bring the mic over. He's ready to record.
It's the quiet ones you've got to watch, you know.
Is it metaphorical? Is it deep? Is it deep?
He's not all that shy, is right.
Blimey, Governor. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
Excellent.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Shy Life Podcast with me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? I'm all right, not too bad. I'm so glad the weather's better. It makes me feel better and less creaky. Well, mostly, but anyway. So this episode, it's all about Bettina, actually. I got involved along the way. I mean, there were other things going on that I probably don't know about, but... yeah, I was involved because Bettina called me, and she called me really well because it's an area of my expertise. I hesitate to say that, but also August was away. She was actually packing for their trip to France, meanwhile August was over in Pickle Hollow for a very quick visit. I mean, because of ick, we're able to do things like that. He'd been asked to appear at an art festival, just an opening of a gallery or something like that. I can't remember. But it's nice that he can just pop over and do that because of Ick being able to drop him off. But anyway, Bettina didn't go because the packing needed to be done. Usually I think she would have gone. But anyway, let's run the theme music, and when we come back, I'll tell you more about what went on. It's a little bit sinister, a little bit scary, to be honest. All right, run that theme music.
Darling, it's the Shy Life Podcast.
Yes, but it's positive things, then. The highlights, the Shy Life.
You won't find a cast of characters like this everywhere.
Hello, Paul.
Oh, no, I'll go anywhere for a potato.
Delicious.
Hello, Captains. How are you?
You quite like a big bang, don't you, Paul?
Oh,
go Shy Yeti.
Secret?
Yes,
he has.
If you thought that was bad, just listen to this.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for it to begin.
It's the Shy Life Podcast.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm strangely drawn to Yeti Uncle John's ankles as well.
But has the Shy Life Podcast slowed down? I don't think so.
It's all gooey and meaty and yum, 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 yum.
Has anyone seen my hot sausage?
So, listeners, yes, this was only a few days ago now, and it was quite scary. It's one of those things where something bad has happened, and then you know it's not over, but it's gone away, and then it sort of reminds you that it's still there. That makes no sense, but let me tell the story. Cromarty was involved as well, so yes. I was, Paul, I was involved. I came with you to Bettina's house. Yes, we haven't got to that bit yet. But yes, Bettina did call asking for advice. But before we get to that, we ought to tell you the part of the story before we were involved. Oh, yes, Paul, how it all occurred. Yeah, I think it was something like this.
Oh, August, darling, I do miss you. I hope you're having a lovely time, though. Oh, yes, I'm having a marvellous time, Bettina. I'm so sorry you couldn't join me. Oh, yes, well, you know, because of our France trip, we need to be ready, you know, almost to go as soon as you get back. So I know. I've got all the packing. It's almost done, but I do need to get that small suitcase. And I can't remember if it's up in the loft or down in the cellar. I think it's down in the cellar, isn't it? Because we don't like going up in the loft. Oh, no. The loft is a bit scary, having to go up the ladder. At least if we go down to the cellar, it's not, too... there are proper stairs and everything. And it's actually quite a dry cellar. It's not wet or anything. Not damp. No, that is one good thing, yes. Although it does have some unfortunate memories from the past, but anyway. Have you seen Toppy or Aunt Tappy? Oh, yes, I've seen them. Oh, yes, they're doing very well. But anyway, I'll be coming back before you know it. I know, darling. I can't wait until you're back and until we can go to France and, you know. There are things we need to do whilst we're over there, but we'll be able to have plenty of fun and we'll be treated like queens and kings. Oh, yes, I'd like to be treated like a queen. I think that would be marvellous. Yes, of course. I think I'd quite like to be treated like a king, to be honest. Oh, yes. Oh, well, I'll let you go. I'll let you go. I've got to go and get this suitcase. Continue with the packing. We're going to have so many cases. Still, we can afford it. It's fine. Have a look out for some spiderwebs whilst you're down there. Oh, yes, but I think the spiders are probably having a bit of a rest at the moment. But, they have done some sterling work in recent months, so I don't mind. Anyway, I'll see you soon. Send my love to Pickle Hollow. Oh, I will. Most certainly I will. Goodbye for now, my darling. Goodbye, August. Goodbye for now. Goodbye. No, oh, he's a sweet thing. Who'd have thought it? I can't believe we're where we are, to be honest. Yes. Now, this suitcase. I need to go and get this suitcase. Let me go downstairs. Oh, dear. I think once I've done this, I shall have a nice sit down. And I'll maybe have a cocktail. I think it's late enough. I think I can. Oh, yes. Oh, I have those cream eclairs in the fridge as well. Oh, a cream eclair and a cocktail. Sounds marvellous. Right, down the stairs. Here we go. Now, where's that suitcase? I'm sure it's around here somewhere. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, why is this switch not working? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, what's going on? There is a torch around here somewhere. Oh, dear. Yes. The torch. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Now, where is this suitcase? Oh,
join us. Join us. Join us, Bettina. Join us. Join us.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, good grief. Am I really hearing what I think I'm hearing? What's that over there? Oh, I don't remember. Oh, golly. I can't believe it. Oh, I'm going to have to call Paul. Oh, golly. Oh, dear.
Oh dear, it was very disturbing. But then she called you, didn't she, Paul? Yes, she called me. She was in a right state. I don't blame her. Oh yes, it was something like this, yes? Hello, Shagetti, how can I help?
Oh darling, it's me, Bettina. Oh my goodness. Oh golly, oh good grief. I need to breathe.
Please do breathe, yes. Bettina, what on earth's wrong?
Something awful's happened. I need your help. You need to come over. We need to get rid of them. It's dreadful.
What's going on? We'll come over. Where's August?
Oh, he's away. He's in Pickle Hollow.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember Ick saying. Sorry. So you're by yourself?
I'm by myself, yes. Oh, well, while I say that, but I may not be by myself. In fact, I really don't think I am by myself.
Bettina, you're making no sense.
They're down in the cellar. They're down there. I heard them. I had to go down there for a suitcase, and I heard their voices. They were calling to me. Oh, my goodness. We have to get rid of them.
What? Not the spiders, surely?
No, not the spiders, you silly boy. Oh, no, the vampires. Probably the yoga vampires. They were calling to me, telling me to join them.
They were doing what?
Yes, they were calling me. Join us. Oh, I just ran upstairs and I bolted the door.
Oh, for goodness sake. No, you just stay there. We'll come over. Cromarty, I'll find Cromarty. I don't know where Yeti Uncle John is, but Cromarty and I will come over. Maybe Martin's free. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where everybody is, but Cromarty and I will be there. And if worse comes to worst, we'll get an emergency vampire slayer over. I mean, we've been talking about this for ages, but we didn't really know where they were.
Well, I think they're in my cellar. At least some of them are. Oh, it makes sense now. Oh, golly.
It makes sense?
Oh, yes. The other day there was a knock on the door, and there was this gentleman there.
A gentleman?
Yes, looking for rooms. Hello, how can I help?
Hello. I was just wondering, do you have a very big house here? Do you have any rooms? You know, do you let out any rooms for students? Because I have some students who would like to come here and stay. They're studying history, and it would be so nice if they could live here whilst they were doing their studies.
Oh, darling, no, I'm afraid I don't. A lot of this building is actually let out to a charity that does tours. You could go on a tour, but I'm afraid we don't have rooms. Not even the charity does that. I mean, they have discussed it in the past. I'm very sorry.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Are you sure you won't change your mind?
I don't think so, dear. I'm really sorry. We're always rushing around and we haven't really got the time to be running a bed and breakfast. I'm sure you'll understand. But do talk to the charity. There's an inquiry office over there, near the front gate. You probably saw it.
Thank you. Well, maybe you'll come on the tour with us. Maybe you'll join us. Join us. You could speak to our students.
Well, we'll have to see. You just talk to the inquiry office and mention that that's what you know. I could possibly be there.
Oh, it would be so nice if you would join us.
Join us. Yes, all right. Well, we'll see. I better go.
Goodbye, Bettina Dupre.
Goodbye.
That does sound sinister.
Yes, I didn't think anything of it at the time. I mean, it was bright sunshine, and I forgot that vampires were, you know, they can get around in the daylight. He was wearing very thick sunglasses too.
Oh, golly, Bettina. I mean, the thing is, it could have been somebody working for the yoga vampires, or it could be another set of vampires, you know, not related to the yoga ones.
Oh, I guess you're right, but they're down there in my cellar. I'm sure they are. You need to come and have a look. Well, we're going to have to get a slayer in or something, or shoo away of vampires.
Well, that's the thing, Bettina. Shooing away a vampire doesn't solve the problem. Even though killing something, you know, doesn't seem fair or nice. Well, you know, they're threatening your environment, and I don't know. Vampires don't seem to want to be rehabilitated. Well, Barnabas Collins did it on Dark Shadows, but, you know, that's different.
Yes, dear, I'm sure it is. Well, please hurry over. Whoever you can get, you and Cromarty, whatever. See you soon.
Yes, I'll see you soon. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear, Paul. Well, I was around, wasn't I? So I agreed that I would come along. You did, Cromarty. I'm so glad you did. unfortunately, I called Martin and I called Yeti Uncle John and they weren't free. Oh, yes, I remember now.
Oh, my goodness, Paul. Vampires? In Bettina's cellar?
Well, we don't know for sure, but, you know, we're going to have to go over there. We just wondered if you were free.
I'm really sorry, Paul. I'm not. I have to go in Tallulah to the hospital.
Is she ill?
No. She's having a... she's having some surgery on her eye. She's got a cataract thing. Yeah. But it's this afternoon. I have to be with her. You know, I have to be her eyes, basically.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, I didn't know about this, Martin. I'm so sorry. Send our love.
Yes, Paul, but be careful. If I can help another day, then I will.
Well, just look after Tallulah. That music school of hers is big. If you see a strange-looking guy asking if there are rooms for students, that could be the same person that came round Bettina's house. And considering that Tallulah and Bettina were involved with the Yoga Vampires, if only briefly, who knows? That they might target Tallulah. So probably the best thing you can do is just make sure that Tallulah's safe and make sure you're both safe. Look after each other.
All right, Paul, I get it. All right, certainly. You take care.
Well, you take care. I'll give you a call tomorrow, maybe, see how she is.
That'd be great, Paul. Oh, dear, I'm really worried. I'm really sorry.
Don't apologise. I'll give Yeti Uncle John and Ick a call. All right, bye for now. And then you called Yeti Uncle John? And then I called Yeti Uncle John. He was at Ick's ship, as he so often is these days. Yes. Yeti Uncle John, we need your help. You what? We need your help. Bettina just called. She thinks she's got vampires in her cellar. She's got vampires in her what? Vampires in her cellar. Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. It's not like having bats in the belfry. Vampires in the cellar is a lot more serious. Oh, except that the bats in the belfry could be vampires too. Oh, yes, young. So will you come? I can't come, Paul. I'm busy. Busy doing what? Busy helping Ick. We've got trouble with Ick. He's, he's not been too well. We're not sure what's wrong. We're waiting for Sister U to come over. Well, why does that need both of you? I'm practically that boy's father. You practically what? I'm practically that boy's father. I'll be working over here. He depends on me. Oh, does he now? Yeah. Are you sure he's just not fallen asleep from listening to multiple episodes broadcast on Radio Dial FM? Oh, Paul, why are you bringing that up at the moment? No, it's more serious things. You've got to be going down to Bettina's house. Surely Martin's free, or Cromarty. Well, Martin's not free because Tallulah has to go to hospital because she's got a cataract and he needs to be with her. Cromarty is free, so yes, we'll go over. It just would have been nice to have had as many people as possible. Well, you know, just take it easy. Yeah, take it easy. Possibly we've got vampire hordes down in the cellar at Bettina's house. But yes, we'll take it easy. Dear, oh dear, Paul. Just call an emergency vampire slayer or something. Yes, well, we might do that as well. It's just not something we're used to. Yeah, well, you know, you've got to get used to it, haven't you? Yeah, cheers. Thanks. So supportive. All right, well, I'll leave you be. I hope everything's okay. What did you say was wrong with Uck again? Oh, he's not himself. He's not himself. I don't know if he's had food poisoning or something. He's been in his room. He's been very odd. I know he's often odd. No, sorry, I thought Ick might be listening. I know he can be strange, but he's just been very in on himself. And we don't know. We don't know what's causing it. We've got to find out. All right, you do that. I hope everything's all right. Send my love to Ick. Yes, I will, yes. Oh, yes, poor Bettina. Ick took August over to Pickle Hollow the other day, so I guess she's by herself. Well, exactly, yes, that's why we've got to get over there. Anyway, we need to be getting there, so I'll say goodbye. Sorry you couldn't help. Oh, no, fine. I'm sorry, yeah. Bye. Bye. Oh dear, Paul, did we ever find out what was wrong with Uck? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I mean, at the time, I wasn't even certain it wasn't just a, you know, him making an excuse. Oh, but Paul, surely he wouldn't. He knew how serious the whole problem was. Well, yeah, but anyway. So, having not found anyone else available, we got a taxi over to Patina's because I didn't want to be mucking around with trains and stuff. Yes, we headed over to Patina's. But I think this is probably a good... I mean, this episode is dramatic enough. So maybe a sudden part clip is, you know, that... we don't want that in competition with what's going on now because I don't know. Oh, this is a pretty... We need something to sort of bring the mood down a little bit, sort of, and relax. So, so I think perhaps at this point, before we tell the next part of the story... maybe a quiz with Callum would be nice. Yeah. So let's have a quiz. And when we come back, we'll tell you what happened when we got to Patina's. Well, yes, Paul, absolutely. So it's like a great idea. Yes. Right. We'll be back after the quiz. Enjoy the quiz. Yes, enjoy the quiz. Pub quiz, pubs quiz. What? What? A 20-question quiz on pubs and drinks.
Should easy.
Should try this one. Better give us the answers when we get it wrong. Oh, it's true or false. It's better give us the answer like the animals one did. Right. The first Wetherspoons pub opened in 1981. True or false?
I have a feeling it's even earlier than that.
Mm. I'm only aware of, like, in the early 90s, but that town in Birmingham was one of the first ones. So you want to say
I think the ones in North London, yeah, I got a feeling it was about 79 or something.
Okay. The pint that thinks it's a quart was a tagline for Whitbread Trophy Bitter. True or false? Don't know.
Don't know. True.
A Methuselah wine bottle measures 8 litres. True or false?
Don't know. False. Don't get all these wrong.
The original sailor's daily ration of beer was 1 gallon. That's got to be 1 gallon.
That's got to be false.
Got to be false. They would sink. A standard UK beer keg holds 15 gallons.
Oh, I should know all these, but I don't.
Didn't say true. This one.
True.
The Royal New Zealand Navy abolished the daily rum ration in 1990. It sounds like the sort of thing that would happen.
True.
Mm. The Guinness Book of Records was the idea of Guinness Brewery, MD Hugh Beaver.
Don't know. False. It's Norris McWhirter or his brother, Angus.
The predominant grape variety used in champagne is Pinot Noir.
Don't false.
Know. False. Oh, gosh.
It's not black grapes, is it? I wouldn't thought.
Tegestology. Is the practice of collecting beer mats.
It's probably true. I mean, there's definitely a craze for it.
That means I've been an amateur tegestologist for on occasions. Black velvet is made with stout and port. I think. I think
it's port. Velvet.
No, I thought it was. Well, stout or Guinness and champagne. So
yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've had that. As in the pub name, White Hart. The heart is male. Is that true? There's a deer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, true. The bee's knees cocktail is made with gin. I don't know, but I should know because it's gin. But We say false thing because I should have heard from. Oh, another one. The original Gordon's gin distillery was in Liverpool. Do you have a book which says sort of where each gin comes from? I thought Gordon's was maybe more London, but
say false then.
There are 6 imperial gills in a pint.
True, certainly.
The Black Sheep Brewery is located in Lancashire. True or false?
That's false. Oh. Yorkshire.
The Courage Brewery was founded by John Courage. That might
that's probably true.
Yeah. The
Exact tap, endorsed by Guinness. Pours a pint of Guinness in 4 seconds. There was something where I don't think it lasted. There was something where they did it and it did it quicker, but I don't think four seconds is a bit much. The pub featured in the sitcom Only Fools and Horses is called the Nag's Head.
Just true.
A yard of ale holds approximately 2 pints.
Yeah.
It's quite thin, isn't it? So I guess it might only hold. Say true then. The last one. A bar billiards table has 9 holes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Does it only have 6, doesn't it? Or does it have 9? Does it somehow have more?
I thought it had 7. It's got those holes in the middle, isn't it?
We would still say false then.
Yeah.
Okay, it's thinking about it. Oh my god! We do get the answers at least. We've only got 55%.
That's all right.
It's all right.
It's a pass.
So the results are as follows. The first Wetherspoons pub opened in 1981. That's false. And we said it was false, so that's right. The pint that thinks is a quart was a tagline for Whitbread Trophy Bitter. We said true, and it was true. So we got that right. So a Methuselah wine bottle measures 8 litres was false. We said it was false, and that's right. So we've got 100% so far. But we fall down with the next one. The original sailor's daily ration of beer was 1 gallon. We said false, but it was actually true. Oh my God, they could have functioned. How could they have done anything? A standard UK beer keg holds 15 gallons. We said true, but it was false. You know, I said they told you what the actual amount was. The Royal New Zealand Navy abolished the daily rum ration in 1990. We said true, and it was true. The Guinness Book of Records was the idea of Guinness Brewery. We said false, but it was true. The predominant grape variety used in champagne is Pinot Noir. We said false, but it was true.
What?
Tegustology is the practice of collecting beer mats. We said true, and it was true. Black velvet is made with stout and port. We said it was false. It was false. The pub name White Hart, the heart is male. We said true. It was true. The Bee's Knees cocktail is made from gin. We said false, but it was true. I should know about the Bee's Knees cocktail. The original Gordon's Gin distillery was in Liverpool. We said false. It was false. There are 6 Imperial Guilds in a pint. We said true, but it was false. The Black Sheep Brewery is located in Lancashire. We said false. It was false. The Courage Brewery was founded by John Courage. We said true. It was true. The Exact Tap. We said it was false that it could pour a pint in 4 seconds. And apparently that's true. But
anything with amounts we got wrong, basically.
The pub featured in the sitcom Only Fools and Horses is called the Nag's Head. We said true. It was true. A yard of ale holds approximately 2 pints. We said true. It was false. So you're right there. A bar billiards table has 9 holes. We said false.
False,
but it was true. It still feels like we did more than 55%, but I guess it's quite a lot of those funny ones we got wrong.
So Wetherspoon was founded in 1979, and the first pub opened in 1979 in Muswell Hill.
So, Paul, we went by taxi to Bettina. Yes, we did. It's actually, we could do that at the expense, but I just didn't know how long it was going to take us. And we hopped in a taxi and we were there in 20-25 minutes. Yes, Paul, it was quite speedy. We use a particular taxi firm, listeners. They're very good. Kapow Taxis, I think they're called. Kapow, yes. I often think that Yankee Uncle John could do worse than work for Kapow. You know, I think he likes meeting people, but, you know, he's always coming up with his schemes. and he's always got something else going on, but actually doing an exact job seems to fail him. I know I can talk, but I can't drive. Yet Uncle John can drive. I think it would be a good way for him to meet people. I mean, you've got a job. You're doing sciencey things. I just think being a taxi driver might be something that would be good for Yeti Uncle John. Yes, well, he's always so busy round Ike's place at the moment. Yes, well. Anyway, so yes, we got in a taxi, and when we arrived at Bettina's, she was waiting for us at the door. Oh, yes, I've never seen her look so distressed. Well, it's understandable. It was awful to see, though. Yes, yes, it was awful. Absolutely awful.
Oh, darlings, there you are. Oh, gosh. I've been panicking. I just keep thinking, what if they, you know, show up? What if they break down the door?
Well, if as long as you've bolted it, then, look, I mean, we don't properly know the rules of vampires these days. We know they can cope with being in sunlight to a certain extent, but we don't know if they'd ever attack anyone in the daylight. They'd probably be weakened. I think you'd be fine as long as you stood out in the garden.
Oh, darling. Oh, dear. Sorry, I'm just happy for a cup of coffee.
That's right. Drink your cup of coffee. Let's go inside.
All right, darling. Oh, dear. I don't know why I brought it with me. I should have left it on the table. I've just been standing at the door waiting for you to get here. So good to see you, Cromarty. I'm so glad you could come with Paul.
Oh, it's my pleasure. When I heard that you were in stress, I wanted to be there for you.
I thought maybe you'd have brought some others with you.
Well, we did call Martin, but Taluda's, she's got a hospital appointment.
Oh, yes, her cataracts. I talked to her about that the other day. Oh, golly.
And Yeti Uncle John and Ick are having trouble with Uck, so...
Oh, yes. Yes, why is Yeti Uncle John always over at Ick's spaceship these days?
I guess it's just more room, I suppose.
So they're living together?
What, Ick and Yeti Uncle John? I have no idea. I mean, it baffles me. Well, we have theories. Yes, we have theories. But look, what should we do? Paul, shall we go down into the cellar, just you and I?
Oh, darlings, I'm so afraid for you.
Look, I think we ought to go down. We can't really call a vampire slayer over unless we have at least some evidence. Yes, that's right. Look, Bettina, you stand at the top of the stairs. We'll go down. Make sure you carry a poker or something.
Well, I will, darling. By the way, when you're down there, if you see the little green suitcase, that's what I was going down for originally. I'm off to Paris in a day or two. I need it.
That's fine. We'll look out for the little green suitcase.
Oh, thank you, darling. Gosh, I'm worried. Oh, I'm worried. I'm really worried, you know.
It's fine. It's fine.
I just heard them. I heard voices. Join us. Join us. It had to come from something. It wasn't my imagination.
No. We do understand that. Come on. Let's get down to the cellar. We'll see what we see.
Yes. Of course. The little green suitcase.
Yes. We'll look out for it, for sure.
Oh, you are darlings.
Meanwhile, over at Ick Spaceship.
Uncle John.
Oh, it was Paul. There's a bit of a thing going on at Bettina's.
A bit of a thing?
Yeah, vampires. Well, possibly vampires.
Vampires? At Bettina's house?
Yes, apparently. Down in the cellar. She thought she heard some. Thing is, with August away, she could be imagining it.
That's not very nice, Yeti Uncle John. She's not that sort of person. She's not a silly little mouse. If she heard something, then she heard it.
Yeah, all right. I wasn't saying that she imagined it. I'm just saying she might have imagined it.
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, maybe. Anyway, I said we couldn't go because we were busy with Uck.
Oh, well, you could have gone.
Oh, don't you want me here? You need my support.
Yes, I don't know where Sister Ooh is. Oh, dear.
I did tell Paul that, that Uck was not well. I said it was food poisoning.
Food poisoning? Not sure about that. Well, I guess it might be.
I think we both know what it is, Ick. It was them biscuits. He just had a very strange reaction to them.
He did have a very strange reaction to them. Yes, very strange indeed. But now what? He's gone from being almost manic to being, I don't know, like some sort of hermit.
Well, yes, we've not seen him in days. He's just in his room. What is he up to? Has he even spoken to you?
No, he's not spoken to me, but dear. I'm sure it's something in those biscuits. I don't know why he had that reaction.
Well, it is strange. I mean, you and I ate them, and we weren't affected like that.
No, but, well, we're different. Maybe he's different. I don't know.
Oh, come on. We need to get him out of his room.
Oh, golly. Come on, let's call to him.
Yes, it sounds like a good idea. Ark, it's Uncle Yeti Young. Yeti Uncle John. Hello? Oh, just wondered if you wanted some food. I know you've got snacks and stuff, but, you know, your mother's worried. Well, your father, we're worried. We're both worried.
Yes, well done, Yeti Uncle John.
Oh, no, shush, I can hear. He's moving about. Maybe he's going to be coming out.
Maybe. Darling, it's me. It's me. We're worried about you. Do you need a doctor? We've called Sister Ooh, but she hasn't got back to us.
We just want to know if you're well. We just want to know if you're well, if you're ill. I think maybe you might have had a bad reaction to them biscuits we gave you. Yeah, maybe it's a sugar allergy or something.
Could be. Yes. Darling!
Darling, come out. Darling, Ark, come out, please. I can definitely hear him moving about.
Yes, I can. Then maybe he'll be emerging soon.
Take your time, but we'd like to see you. We just want to know you're all right.
We miss you, darling, we miss you.
Yes, we miss you, darling. We miss you.
No.
Meanwhile, back at Bettina's house.
There, can you see anything? Can't see anything at all. We need to get these lights fixed for a start. Yes, but this torch is pretty strong. Yeah, I know, but... oh, dear. Have you seen that little suitcase? I have. I put it by the bottom of the stairs. Well, come on. Let's just flash the light around. Paul, is this the cellar where you were locked down many years ago? No, I think it's a different cellar. The one I was in didn't have anything in it. I mean, it's the same house, but it's a big house. Lots of cellars. Oh, yes. I don't suppose they're all interconnected. No, but... I think there might be another way out of here. Oh, what do you mean? Well, I can see light at the very end. Oh, you mean they might have got in without coming into the house? They might have done. Also, they might have gone out. And I can't see anything. And I can't hear them speaking either. Doesn't mean to say they weren't here when Bettina came down, though. There does look like a disturbance. I can see marks on the floor, like there was something here. Boxes or something. Yeah, boxes or coffins. I mean, I don't know whether modern-day vampires even use coffins. They might just use boxes, or, you know. I expect some of them are quite... keen on the environment, you know, environmentally friendly coffins. It's possible, who knows? The rules for vampires are completely changing. They're adapting every day, I think. But, I mean, it's the only way they can survive, I guess. They're evolving. Yes, evolving. Well, you think that they could have left, you know, just in the time that Bettina took to call? It's possible. They're not going to stick around and, you know... I guess if they did call out to her, they called out to her because they thought that they were going to be able to influence her. But then when she got on the phone and they heard talk of vampire slayers, they're probably out there like a shot. You say, I can see this door you were talking about. Paul, it's not even locked. No, it's not locked. Which we have to make sure it is locked. I mean, the main thing is that... she'll be going away soon. And when she comes back, she'll be with August.
Darlings.
By herself.
Darlings, are you all right down there?
Oh yes, Bettina. Yes. Well, you know, it seems fine. We can't see anything down here. Well, that's not quite true. Look, there's nobody actually here now, but we're going to need to secure the other end of the cellar.
Oh, well, yes, I've got spare padlocks and things. Are you coming back up?
Yes, I think we will.
And did you,
Did we find the little green suitcase? We did, yes. We're bringing it up now.
Oh, darling, how marvellous. Thank you. Oh, you don't think there's a vampire inside the suitcase, do you?
No, it seems very light. I don't think so.
Oh, good, darling. Oh, come up. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, yes, good. That would be good.
So what's going on there? So what did you see?
Well, I think there has been something down there. There were some what looked like cases that had been moved, like sort of in the dust. There was a shape of them. And you know there's another exit from that cellar at the other end.
Well, yes, I sort of. I mean, I very rarely go down there.
Yeah, well, anyone could come and go. You need to secure it.
Oh, yes. You just don't think about things like that. I mean...
With about vampires in your cellar? Well, I know that, but anyone could have got in your cellar, not even necessarily a vampire.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Oh, dear. Oh, gosh. You must think I'm a silly old woman.
We don't think you're a silly old woman. We don't.
But there's nothing there. The man must have been hearing things.
But listen, Bettina, we told you. There was definitely a sign that somebody had been down there. Maybe more than one person. Yeah, absolutely there was. And, yes. Look, we'll secure the cellar and everything will be fine. Maybe we can get a vampire hunter to... or Slayer to go over your property or something. I don't know. We just need to make sure everything's safe. I mean, you'll be gone in a couple of days.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, that's something anyway.
Sorry?
The little green suitcase. This is exactly what I was looking for.
I just opened it up. There's no vampires inside.
Oh, that's a relief. Darlings, if I do a nice dinner for you both, would you stay over? You know, just overnight.
I guess we can. I mean, if you really want us to, I'm sure that one of us or both of us could stay here until August got back.
Oh, that would be marvellous, darlings. You must think I'm so stupid.
I don't think you're stupid at all. We could stay here. I just want to give Martin a ring. You know, this evening, just to see how Tallulah is. Other than that, there's no reason we need to be at the house. Toby will be there to look after Deals, or Deals will be there to look after Toby, whichever way round it is.
Oh, yes, darling.
Well, at this sort of time of the afternoon, you know what I like to do? What's that, Cromarty? I like to listen to a quiz. You know, one of the ones that you and Callum have recorded. Really? Yeah, well, we can do that. Bettina's put the kettle on. We can sit and have a listen. Yeah.
That would be lovely. Nice and relaxing.
Yes, nice and relaxing. Okay, well, let's do it.
Yes.
I saw you said that you joined at 26 minutes past, so I better get moving. I'd like you to do a different voice today, because the last 2 days I've been listening to us talking whilst I've been editing a podcast. So I'm tired of hearing our voices.
I can't do any other voices.
I can't do any other voices. I can't do any other.
No, just kidding. That's fine. Change my mind.
I have got the quiz cards.
Well, yes, please.
I've got my torch. You know how dark it is in this room. So oh, that's better.
You're casting a shadow over yourself.
Are you ready? 1980s.
Yes.
Which band had a top 5 hit in 1989 with Sowing the Seeds of Love?
Tears for Fears.
Yeah, that's the easy one. 1990s, the longest top 10 single was The Orbs' Blue Room. How long did it last? This is 1992, sorry. and you're allowed to be within 2 minutes.
Oh, well, how long the song was, though?
How long was the Orb's Blue Room? How long did it last?
28 minutes.
No. I can't give you that. It's 39 minutes, 57 seconds.
I wasn't even sure that... I don't know how that fitted onto a vinyl record. I don't think you can go that far.
I can't imagine it was any good either. 21st Century... Which former member of Take That had a top five hit in 2003 with 4 minute warning?
Mark Owen.
Yes, well done. Titles. Complete the title of the Kaiser Chiefs 2005 hit, Every Day I Love You.
Less. Less than
less.
More.
Yeah.
Less than less.
Yes, that's it. Initials. Which 1986 song by Wham has the initials T-E-O-H? I'm not sure you'll know this because you're not that into Wham.
The Edge of Heaven?
Yeah, well done. Oldies. The theme song from which 1976 film took Rose Royce back into the top 20 in 1988 and again in 1998?
Car Wash?
Yes. So you only got one wrong on that card.
Hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah, that was difficult, that Orb one.
Yeah, that was a very difficult one.
Because even if you love the Orb, you wouldn't have know how many minutes exactly.
Within 2 minutes.
But I couldn't tell you how long knowing you was to the nearest 30 seconds. I guess, but I'd probably be
wrong. Oh, it's a good one. I'm not sure I would have known this, actually. But I probably guessed it, but... 1980s. Which song only reached number 95 for Bonnie Tyler? So I just leave it there.
is that all there is?
Which song only reached 95 for Bonnie Tyler in 1988, but was a top five hit for Tina Turner the following year?
we another hero?
No, that's wrong.
Which one was it? Stevie Windows.
No, but it's probably her most famous song of that era. Tina Turner.
Not What Love's Got to Do with It.
The best.
The best. Simply the best.
I was going to say, I don't think I knew the Bonnie Tyler version.
No, I don't think I did. But then I'm sure I read recently that there was some story to do with What's Love Got to Do with It, where Bucks Fizz were offered that before Tina Turner, which just sounded crazy. Or it's written by people who wrote for Bucks Fizz.
The Fizz, as I call them.
Yes.
Oh, here's one of your favourite songs. In 1990s. In 1992, I Drove All Night became the last top 10 hit for which American singer who had died in 1988.
Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Or as Martin Holmes did on a... Roy or Bassoon?
Roy the Orb.
Yeah. Oh, not the Orb again. It's 28 minutes long. Oh, no.
21st Century. In 2000, Born to Make You Happy became the second number one hit for which American singer?
Britney Spears.
Yeah, quite an easy card, actually. Titles. Complete the title of S Express's number one hit from 1988. Theme from
S Express.
Yeah. Initials. Which 2001 song by Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman has the initials SS?
Something. Something. And then I go and spoil it all and say something stupid.
Yeah.
I got that eventually.
Eventually, God. Oldies, who wrote and recorded the original version of Red, Red Wine?
Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Oh, I see. You got one wrong on that.
The difficult one, wasn't it, about the best? Was that?
Yeah. I thought you would have got that. Oh, you'll get this one. 1980s, which British instrumentalist had his top 10 hit single in 7 years with Moonlight Shadow in 1983.
Mike Oldfield.
Yes.
I'm trying to say there. Orville.
Ooh, you might have got this. In 1992, American duo Charles and Eddie went to number one with their one big hit. What was the title?
Would I Lie to You?
Yeah. 21st Century. Laura, in 2003, became the first British hit for which American band?
Scissor Sisters.
Yeah. We might do this card. Titles. Complete the title of the Bee Gees' top five hit from 1993. For whom?
The Bell Tolls.
Yeah, blimey. Initials. Which 2005 song by the Kaiser Chiefs has the initials IPAR?
I predict a riot.
Yes.
I knew oldies. The end, really. I'm trying to think of the middle bit.
Oldies. In 1998, All Saints reached number one with a cover of which La Belle hit from 1975?
Lady Marmalade.
Yeah. Well done. You did get through that one.
Woo-hoo.
Is that it? You want one more?
Oh, one more.
Basking in the glory now.
Basking in the glory. It's gone to my head.
1980s. Which band had a hit in 1988 with the song Burning Bridges? And it's got on and off and on again in brackets.
Status Quo.
Yes, of course it was. 1990s. Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen Jr. had a hit in 1996 with the classic theme music from which movie?
Mission Impossible.
Worse. Well, I don't think I knew that. 21st Century. Will I Am became famous as a member of which group?
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. Titles. Complete the title of this 1984 Eurythmics hit. Here Comes
The Rain Again.
Yeah. Initials. Which 1984 song by Frankie Goes to Hollywood has the initials TT?
Two Tribes.
Yes. And a lovely one to finish on. Oldies. Which electronic act had a 1997 hit with a reworked version of the theme from The Saint?
I feel like I know it, but is it Yellow?
No. Mm-hmm. I was going to give you a clue. It's got ORB in the name.
Not The Orb.
No, it's not The Orb.
Orbital.
Orbital, yeah.
I think I was thinking it was somebody more famous. Or I was thinking it was... Was it Larry Dudas again?
Larry Grayson. I don't know if the... Are The Orb and The Orbital totally different to people?
Yeah, they are. I don't know. One of them did a version of the Doctor Who theme at Glastonbury. I can't remember if that's The Orb or if that's Orbital.
Doctor Who at Glastonbury.
Martin, how is she?
Oh, she's fine. We're both back home and she's just resting up. Still going fine, apparently. Just a day surgery. How are things with you?
I'm glad she's okay. We're staying at Bettina's possibly for the next couple of days until August gets back, because then they're off to Paris and a number of different places in France.
Oh, well, that's good. But what, you didn't find anything?
Well, no, we didn't find anything down in the cellar. We found the little green suitcase that she was looking for.
Oh, that's something.
Isn't it just? Yeah, it did look like somebody had been down in the cellar or removed something. So I think the chances are she did hear something. And she did have this weird visitor a few days ago looking for rooms who sounds like he could have been one of the vampires, or at least working for them.
But how would they have got in?
Well, that particular cellar has an entrance that goes outside, and you won't believe this, she hadn't locked it. So anyone could have got in. We've secured it now, and we've done another run around. The bulb had gone, which didn't help. We put a fresh bulb in, and we can definitely see, yeah, you can see footprints, and you can see, yeah, somebody had been down there, not her. But I don't know. Hopefully they'll keep away.
Well, I better let you go.
Yes, Martin, just wanted to check. I'm glad Tallulah's all right.
Oh, she is. Yes, she is. Did you hear from Ick and his Uncle John that they didn't come with you?
No, there's some problem with Uck, but I don't fully understand it, but there you go.
Oh, it's awful out there. Oh, dear. What's going on?
I don't know. Bettina's just come running in the house. Cromarty, Bettina, what's wrong? I better go, Martin.
All right. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon.
Oh, I was just out in the garden picking herbs. I heard that voice again.
The voice?
Yes, join us. I couldn't see anyone, but I heard it.
Oh, well, it's to be expected, but I think perhaps you oughtn't to go out in your garden by yourself at the moment. Yes, well, look, I'll go and have a look.
Oh, it just gives me the creeps. I just... Oh, what's that noise?
Oh, it's okay. It's Dilly. I just brought him in my rucksack. I forgot to let him out. What? He wanted to come. Meow. He wanted to come. Deals. Meow. Deals. What are you doing in Cromarty's rucksack?
Oh, that darling cat. Oh, he sounded quite cross.
He did. Well, Dilly, you're going to have to stay here now for the next couple of days. Meow. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. He asked to come along. I didn't realise we'd be staying here that time. No, it's fine. It is fine, isn't it, Bettina?
Of course it is. I love Dealey. Oh, dear. Do you think we can get somebody to look around the property? Make sure they're not hiding in some other attic or cellar or just somewhere?
Well, Cromarty and I can do that. We can look around. That's something for us to do whilst we're here for the next couple of days. Oh, yes, that would be marvellous. With our brave attack cat, Dealey. Yeah, well, I'm sure vampires are a little bit nervous of cats because, well, anyway.
I'm just worried that you two will think I'm stupid, you know, this whole business. You just think I'm a silly woman.
Look, we'll come out in the garden with you if you want us to.
Will you?
Yes. Come on, let's go out. We'll check everywhere. Yes, we'll check everywhere. It's the only thing we can do.
Oh, darlings, thank you. Thank you so much.
And so we did, didn't we? Yes, we did. But, I definitely thought there was a presence. I didn't actually hear the voices. I didn't hear the voices either, but... Listeners, we searched, we went in every cellar, every attic space, every cupboard. There was no more signs of any activity. So whether they were there or not, I'm not sure. But somebody had been there, somebody had broken in. And that whole visitation, you know, I'm worried about that they might show up at Tallulah's house as well. But anyway... Well, you know, it was a couple of days ago now, and Bettina has gone away, and August came back from Pickle Hollow, and they both went to France. Yes, which reminds me, we did say we'd sort of caretaker their part of the house, so we ought to pop round and just check everything's still okay. Yes, we will. We must. We'll do it in a while. Absolutely, yes. Have you heard from Martin? I did hear from Martin. He says nothing's happened. You know, no strange people turning up at their door. Tallulah's a lot better. And, all good. Oh, I'm glad to hear it. It's very disconcerting, though. Very, very weird. Very unpleasant. What about Ick and Yeti Uncle John? No, nothing. Nothing. I guess they're okay. I mean, I sent the odd text. Just... saying they're still trying to get Ark out of his room, but anyway, I'm sure it'll be fine. But listeners, we're running out of time now, so we ought to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Plenty of episodes in the can please join us again soon. Hopefully things will be less stressful. And yes, we'll be back before you know it. Oh yes, we will. We always are. We always are. And keep a lookout for vampires. You know, check every cupboard. You just don't know where they might be. All right. Goodbye for now. Yes, join us again soon. Join us. Don't say join us. Oh, sorry. Yes, I won't. Sorry. Goodbye, listeners. Goodbye. Days. Why hasn't Sister U got back to us?
I do not know. I don't know what's wrong with her. She usually replies to me directly.
It's been days, though. He's been in there. Why can't we open the doors?
We must respect his privacy. As I say, he's got plenty of snacks, plenty of drink. He doesn't need us.
I thought he was going to come out the other day.
Yes, so did I, but he didn't.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. I keep getting these texts from Paul, but I don't know what to say.
Yes, what about the vampires?
Well, no, they never found any vampires. Maybe a burglar. Well, I mean, he wasn't there. But, it's a bit weird.
It does sound a bit weird, though. Oh, the door. The door's opening.
Calm down. Don't want to scare him.
No. Ark, darling. How are you?
It's good to see you.
Oh, hello. Mummy, Daddy. I'm so glad to see you.
He looks different again.
Oh, my goodness, he does.
I'm sorry I've been resting. It's been like I've been, you know, hibernating. And now I feel so much better.
Yeah, you look different. You look better. You sound different.
Oh, I'm very different. Yes, I'm very different. Mummy, Daddy, it's so good to see you.
Oh, darling. Oh, how wonderful.
I just need to go and have a wee. I'll be back in a minute. Will you make me my favourite food?
Oh, yes, of course, darling. Of course. What is your favourite food? It may have changed.
I'm not sure what my favourite food is. I'll have a think about it whilst I'm having a wee.
Yes, all right, enough about the wees. This is very good to see you.
Yes, you have changed. You look different. You sound different. Oh, it's so good to see you, darling. So good to see you.
Oh, I didn't expect that. That can't be because of the biscuits.
I wouldn't have thought so, no. He's definitely evolving, changing.
Well, he started off as a little thing. Then he started looking like you, but with a funny moustache. Now he's looking... He's very different again. He looks like somebody from a 1990s indie band. All long hair and tentacles.
He does. He's quite beautiful.
Yes, but quite enthusiastic.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Maybe that was his teenage phase. You know, with all the horror books. Maybe he won't like those anymore.
Possibly. It's possible. He's constantly changing, that boy. I wonder what the next stage will be like.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will, yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, well, we better go and put the kettle on. Did you hear? He called me Daddy.
No, he called me Daddy. He called you Mummy.
Oh, right. All right, then. Whatever. This is quite strange. I kind of think I'm flattered. You know, that he sees me as his mum.
It is nice. He likes you.
Yeah, I just didn't see this coming. I never saw a child in my life, you know, in my life plan.
Oh, little Uncle John, you make a wonderful mother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And you make a great dad.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Oh dear, what's going on now?
Oh, it's the Shy Life Podcast.
Let's go.
I have a voice.
I have a voice.
You have a voice.
You have a voice.
We have a voice.
We have a voice.
Unique voices in podcasting.
Univazpods.net.
Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ+ podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Oh, Paul, I don't like being in Bettina's house when it's so quiet. Well, I know. I mean, we're not going to stop long. There's no point turning on all the lights. I know. It's such a big place. Even though we don't, go into the main bit of the house. Yeah, I mean, that disturbs me slightly. It's difficult to know how to tell those charity people that we need to sort of explore all of the house. I'm sure we could. I mean, so far we've just looked around the bits that Bettina lives in, but just in case, I think that we ought to speak to somebody and say that, I don't know. I'm sure we can come up with a story. It's still Bettina's house, even though she lets it out. Sure, if she says that she thinks that she may have left a valuable trinket there. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I think we still have work to do here. Oh, I've got a text. Apparently, Uck has evolved again. Oh, really? Yes. Apparently, he called Yeti Uncle John Mummy. Oh, how lovely. He's very enthusiastic, but not quite as sinister, apparently. Well, that's good. Yes, I mean, half the time I feel like we're really not connected to what's been going on with that spaceship recently. All that radio dull FM stuff. I don't feel like we know the full story. Well, yes, I mean, Martin and I did try and find out what was going on. I'm not sure that what Yeti Uncle John was up to was ethical. I suspect that he was trying to record me without me knowing. Oh, well, that's what we thought, but we didn't like to say anything to you, Paul. No, well, you know what he's like. Oh, dear. Hopefully bringing up Uck would distract him. That's why I want him to become a taxi driver. What, Paul? Well, if Yeti Uncle John could become a taxi driver, it would keep... It's when he doesn't have enough to do that he gets up to pranks and things. At least that would be a way of him getting money. He wouldn't have to try and do recordings for Radio Dial FM if he was doing a proper 9-to-5 job. Yes, or even later. Maybe. Oh, dear, oh dear. Anyway, I think Bettina's house is safe enough. It felt like I saw movement outside. Movement? Yes, a shape. Really? Yes. It's getting dark out there, Paul. I think we should go. I wonder if we should get the taxi to come to the door rather than going down the road to the taxi rank. That might not be a bad idea. What if they're out there? Well, they could be out there. That's the thing. I'll call the taxi. I'll get them to come to the house. Thanks. Thanks, Cromarty. I wonder if they are out there. Oh, dear, this is getting too much. Really disturbing. What if they're out there? What if they're after us? Oh, what if they're targeting us now?
listeners. I don't know. What are we going to do?
Join us.
Man, was that worth it or not? Oh my goodness, that was a darling little shoe. Whoa, I love that one. Ha, great show, Paul. Yeah, that was a good shoe.
550.
Just the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
550.
There we go. I think that's enough of that. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Hope that's of some use. Bye-bye.
Bye.